Initiative 2C asked voters for permission to start a city-run utility, and perhaps more importantly, Initiative 2B asked for a tax increase to actually fund the engineering and legal teams that will study whether such a move is feasible, and whether Boulder Power and Light, as it's been dubbed, could offer rates comparable to XL's. City of Boulder spokeswoman Sarah Huntley says a final decision may not come for more than 3 years.
The city is pleased and does take this as a vote of confidence in the city organization and our abilities to take into account all of the needs of our community.
But Boulder officials say they're sensitive to the close vote and the fact that some residents remain bitterly opposed to the idea. For its part, XL Energy calls Tuesday's outcome disappointing, and at this point it's not yet clear what will happen to some of the company's clean energy incentive programs that have been especially popular in the Boulder market. Michelle Owayo is a spokesperson for the company.
At this point, Boulder will need to make some early decisions about the path it wants to follow. We do not want to invest in programs or resources that will not be useful to our statewide system and, of course, our other customers if we no longer serve Boulder.
XL says it remains skeptical that Boulder would be able to start its own utility and match the company's rates, let alone the amount of renewable power it currently provides. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.